Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
How wise his way, how strong his will. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Acts 16, 6-7. Paul's ambition was right, but his timing was wrong. He had a good idea. Evangelize Asia. But God had a better idea. Evangelize Europe. And once God's will was clear, Paul wasted no time in obeying. G. Campbell Morgan provides this helpful analysis of how to respond when the what of God's will is clear, but the why is not. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Obedience to the Spirit's guidance when we cannot understand the reason that experience is not so rare. Over and over again in the path of true service, a great opportunity is open right before us, and we are not permitted to avail ourselves of it. Or we are in the midst of work which is full of real success, and we are called to abandon it. We should never hesitate to do so. This wonderful page of apostolic history teaches us that God's outlook is greater and grander than our own. We may always leave the issue to Him, and presently we shall learn how wise His way, how strong His will is. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 15.
Acts 16. Paul came to Derbe, and then to Lystra, where a disciple named Timothy lived, whose mother was Jewish and a believer, but whose father was Greek. The believers at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, so he circumcised him because of the Jews who lived in that area, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, and the next day we went on to Neapolis. From there we traveled to Philippi, a Roman colony and the leading city of that district of Macedonia, and we stayed there several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. One of those listening was a woman from the city of Thyatira named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth. She was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us.
From Paul's perspective, the closed doors to Bithynia and Asia must have seemed puzzling. But from the perspective of hindsight, a perspective God enjoys from the start, consider what happened. Paul traveled throughout Greece, preaching and establishing churches. Afterward, he returned to Ephesus, the heart of the province of Asia, and preached until all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. And Bithynia? Paul may not have returned there personally, but Peter did address his first letter to the Christians in Bithynia. It's a truth you cannot learn too well. Understanding God's plan can wait. Obeying God's will cannot.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.